Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm going to be trying to resolve a debate that I'm having. And is today actually the start of spring? Or is it the 23rd of September? That's officially the start of spring. Professor Rudolf Berger, Professor in the Unit for Environmental Sciences and Management and Vice President of the National Association for Clean Air. Professor, very good afternoon. Thank you for making time.
Good afternoon.
And thank you so much. We appreciate. So, a personal debate I'm having with a number of people is the 1st of September versus the 23rd of September. So, firstly, are we in spring? Are we still in winter? Let's just solve that one.
Well, that is the million-dollar question, right? Depending on who you ask, most of us in South Africa are used to having like some kind of a spring, 1st of September, holiday. Yeah. So I think if you're South African, you'd be happy to say 1st of September is spring. But you're actually right. It's theoretically more correct to wait another 3 weeks before we're at the equinox.
Mm-hmm. If we imagine saying that to South Africans, hold back, keep the bright tongs, keep them in the cupboard. Don't dress all nice and be all happy and pretend it's still a winter. And okay, now a serious question for you, Professor. So climate change, and has this really impacted our weather patterns? And what is happening? Because suddenly we get rain in summer, winter, everything seems haywire. So, what has actually happened there?
So, I mean, it's very much related to this debate around spring. So if we go back to this idea of what exactly is spring, in the old days, people used to look at the sun and the stars and the time of day. Now, in modern day, we sort of got rid of the inconvenience of nighttime and the inconvenience of seasons because we'd stay indoors, switch on the AC or switch on the light. So we're not so in tune with nature as we used to be, right? So the thing about the seasons, it's much more a local thing. Like what is spring for us? It is the new rain. It is the blossom starting to bloom. And that is where the link comes to this question you're asking. When we think of climate change, typically people would think of this like the magic number. You know, so at the moment they're talking about around 1 degree Celsius of change on a global average. And that doesn't sound so bad, right? Like 1 degree, you wouldn't even notice 1 degree difference from today to tomorrow.
Is that hot and cold? So 1 degree either way?
Yeah, on average.
Yeah.
But the problem is in the details. Like that average hides much bigger changes in things like the minimum temperatures or the maximum temperatures or what you are talking about. Changes in the frequency of these hot and cold events, and that there's some very good evidence to show that the seasons are being impacted. And what you would see, for example, in winter, now sometimes when we, like even in August, you see some flowers blooming or trees in full bloom. And this has resulted in, it's not my field of expertise, but when you speak to people studying bugs, you'll find that there's some places in the world there's documented sort of a disconnect between the blooming of flowers and then the bugs that used to be in sync with them. So this is a very big problem, and it's sort of a growing problem that we sort of realizing at the moment. I'm sure this will just get a bigger issue as time goes on.
I mean, particularly if one looks recently at the heat wave in Europe, I mean, uncharacteristic. I mean, to have such extreme heat. Huh?
Yeah. So, and then you'd find that in a year like for us in South Africa, we think of this as being a cold year, right? The last 2-3 winters, you'd hear people saying, this is a really cold winter. But then if you look at the temperatures and you try and look at the average wintertime temperatures in South Africa, you'd find it was not really an abnormally cold winter. So that is where, even though there's these short cold events or, that might let you think that we're still in winter, on average, the temperatures has changed so much that it's been impacting the bio cycles around the world.
And just lastly, when does summer sort of officially start? If one had to put a date to it, what's the first day of summer?
Let's fix the wording, right? People are used to talk about the equinox.
Yeah.
And that's Latin for equal, right? So
yes.
It's when day and night times are equal. And that's typically when the sun crosses the equator.
Right.
So for us, that's the 23rd of September. But that doesn't necessarily coincide with the season. So for example, if you would be living in a around the equator, you'd measure the seasons of when the rain comes and goes, and then you talk about a wet and a dry season, which is totally different than what we think of as summer and winter. So in our part of the world, like in our latitudes, we consider the spring and summer as the change in temperatures. But if you'd be living over the equator, the temperatures sort of stay the same, but it would be a wet and a dry season. And then sometimes they'll have two wet seasons and one dry season. So it's very much dependent on where you are.
Okay. So as long as we're heading into a warmer period, and I think that's what everyone's thinking and hoping for. Professor Rudolf Berger, unfortunately, we are out of time. Professor Berger, the professor in the Unit for Environmental Sciences and Management, Vice President of the National Association for Clean Air. Professor, thank you so much for your insight and to chat to us and our listeners.